The committee would come to order, please. This is the Senate State Affairs Committee. It is Thursday, March 23rd. Members who are present at this time, Senators Davis, Senators Huggins, and myself, Senator Terrio. Our other two members have a conflict with Senate resources this afternoon. At this time, I'd like to take up, is Senator Dyson going to be able to come back in to testify? Why don't we take his bill up real quick?
Okay.
Yeah. We'll have Senator Dyson introduce Senate Bill 274. Actually, we're coming back to this bill, and I see we have a new CSX version.
Yes, sir.
If I could have a motion on the X version as the working document.
Chair, I move CS for Senate Bill 2074.
Okay, is there objection to Senator Huggins' motion on the X version? Seeing none, that will be the working document before us. Senator Dyson?
Thank you. In some senses, I think I owe you an apology for putting a far less polished product before you. And if there was any confusion about moving it the last time we were together, that was my fault, not my staff. Anyways, what you have before you now, I think, something we're really proud of, and as near as I can tell, Department of Public Safety and Department of Administration are, and the attorneys are very comfortable with it. And it provides for making it clear that there's no liability for the state to dispose of firearms, and it makes provisions for guns that may not be legal for general population to own, such as sawed-off shotguns and fully automatic weapons, to be sold to a Class 3 dealer, and the very few weapons that are illegal to be owned in that they've had the serial numbers defaced, that the guns can be disassembled and the illegal part thrown away and the rest of the parts made available to whoever in the firearms community might want them. It also provides that every year that the Finance Committee will get a report from the Department of Public Safety on the firearms that they traded in, you know, the trade-in.
To things, are we?
Yeah, and we've made it very clear that they are still able to do that. Let's see if I. Yeah, it's page 2, line 2.
Got it.
Okay, Senator Davis, did you have any questions?
No, I don't.
Okay, and Heather, was there a sign-up list? A chance. Do we have anybody here in Juneau to testify on Senate Bill 274?
No.
We've got somebody right here locally. Can you just state your name for the record, please?
Through the chair, James Helgo, Lieutenant with the Alaska State Troopers.
Okay, go ahead with your testimony.
In its current version, we support, the Department of Public Safety supports this bill. And we believe that it gives us the flexibility to dispose of these firearms that are that come into state possession. So I'll be available to answer any questions if there are any.
Okay. Any questions? Seeing none, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is there anybody? There was nobody online for the bill. Is there anybody else here in Juneau? Okay. Any questions from committee members? Seeing none, I think we're...
Mr. Chair, I'd move that CS for Senate Bill number 274, version X-ray, be moved from committee with attached physical note, individual comments.
Without objection, then the bill, the State Affairs CS will move from committee with individual recommendations. Okay. Next, let's take up SCR 21. And... And if you just identify yourself for the record, please.
Josh Temple, staff to Senator Huggins.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, this has been a pretty big thing for all the veterans across the state of Alaska. If really been coming together to work on this, and everyone's very excited. Joe Fields from Fairbanks has really been coordinating it all, but veterans in every city that this will be going to, seven cities, are just ecstatic about it. I'm sure you're aware that Alaska is full of veterans, and many of those veterans have been in some extreme combat. We've lost some very close brothers, and a lot of them haven't had a chance for conclusion. This will give them that chance. This very emotional experience, one that I have not had a chance to be part of myself yet. I'm very excited about it as well. Anyone you can talk to, though, it's just finds this to be a wonderful, very fulfilling experience. On top of that, we're also making this educational experience, not just about the Vietnam War, but about America's veterans in general, about what they've given for our country, just the incredible things that they've done. One of the great things about the welcome to Alaska this time, it's been here before. It's here about a decade ago. This time it'll be going to cities it's never been in before. Cities like Bethel and Cordova, where there were Vietnam veterans who were lost. And I believe Cordova has actually one of the highest, has the highest percentage of any city in the nation of fallen Vietnam veterans. So this is a really wonderful thing that's happening. It'll help a lot of people out. It'll really get a good message across the state. Now, in honoring the fallen and the living veterans across the state, the appropriate title for this summer should be a summer of honor and a season of gratitude. And we hope that the state would be willing to adopt that title for this summer. Do you have any questions, Mr. Chairman?
No. Do we have questions from committee members?
Yeah.
Senator Huggins?
If I could just add a couple, three things, and thank you very much, Josh, and great job. You know, I think when you look about the state, I mean, some of us sort of personify gray-haired, 50-plus years old. If you're in Vietnam, there's one sitting back there who's got a gray beard, too. And we don't like to admit, but we now are the majority of veterans, and the World War II guys are passing away in a number much larger per day than we'd like to admit. Unfortunately, for the Vietnam-era people, there are a lot of scars, both physical and mental. And in my estimation, and others as well, that the wall is very therapeutic. For some, it brings closure. Others, it's a harsh reminder. But in this case, you know, what we're asking is something, a voice from the Senate recognizing this, and I think Josh put it well, that the wall is going to communities it hadn't been to before. It was in Fairbanks before, but we thought that was only right. But, you know, it had been to Matsu, it hasn't been to Eagle River, Kodiak, Bethel, Cordova, hasn't been to Ock Bay, it's been to Juneau, per se. But by and large, new people, new communities, and I know that each that we've talked to, we've done some teleconferencing with different communities, networking about how to make it happen. And I think it will be a grand occasion. It will not be a gala affair. I think it'll be a somber affair for the most part. But I'm very proud to have been a little part of that. You know, Representative Thomas sitting back has been a big piece for Southeast, particularly when it comes to Ock Bay and when it comes to Cordova. And we learned, the state of Alaska, but Cordova in particular, a debt of gratitude, and I'll just pass it on to you. Thanks for what you did to pointing out that and making it happen for that community. That's very, very important, and I say thank you. But anyway, this is, I think, a no-nonsense thing that is well-deserved by veterans, and it's just nice to be a part of.
Okay, we do have a proposed CS, so if I can just have a motion on the /G version.
No.
Okay, Senator Davis has moved the /G version. It's a working document without objection. That will be the version before us. Do we have any other questions for Josh? Seeing none, Representative Thomas, did you want to testify? Go ahead and come forward.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I'm Representative Bill Thomas, District 5, Vietnam veteran, 1968, and I'd like to thank Senator Huggins and Representative Stoltz for helping me get the wall to Cordova. When I let the people know in Cordova, they were very overwhelmed. The people, when I finally went in and told them it was coming, no less than four of them were classmates with the three boys that are on the wall. And I call them boys because they died when they were boys. They were in their 20s. And I'm very appreciative of this, and I'm really tickled. And I've known hundreds and hundreds of Vietnam vets in Alaska here. And the senator is right. There's some very emotional scarring. I have friends of mine who have come home, but mentally have never come home. And you know, they're street people. And I was with one of them last night. And it's very hard, but just to sit there and talk with them, you can't ignore them. And they're still some of your best friends. But I would like to ask, if it's with permission, since you want to call it the, I was wondering if it conceptually, after July 2006, parentheses, the summer of honor and the season of gratitude, in parentheses again, and it'd be very much stronger than I believe, if Senator Huggins can agree.
Yeah, consider it done.
And I think it gives it the title that we have, and I support this. This is a great, great one. And also, I'm trying to work on how to get the names on a citation and take a citation to each community. But I do know, and just for the record, I'm one of the boys on the wall in Cordova. His platoon sergeant still is alive and is in Skagway, and two of the soldiers they served with are in Haines and one in Sitka. So I'm trying to find a way to get them together and take them up there, because the wall will be in Cordova June 23rd. And I thank Senator Huggins and Bill Stoltz for helping us in Southeast.
Okay, thank you. Well, I'll move an amendment at this time then on page 2, line 3, that after 2006, we change the A to the, so it will read the summer of honor and a season of gratitude. We'll ask the drafters to put it in whatever form needs to be, whether it's in quotations or underlined, capitalized, to make it clear that we would like the declaration to be that the observance be given that title. So we'll just give them some latitude to put it into whatever form that it needs to be. So that will be amendment number 1 to the CS. Is there any objection? Seeing none, that will be adopted.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. And then is there anybody else to testify on the bill? Seeing none, I think we're ready for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll move. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Move CS Senate Bill number 221, version G.
Okay.
With amendments.
Okay, that's the SCR 21, the committee version with amendments. Is there any objection? Seeing none, we'll pass it on to the next committee.
Good job. Thanks, Bill.
And then finally today, I have touched base, I think, with all the committee members here regarding the energy dividend legislation that I had introduced. It's a package of two pieces of legislation, 214, Senate Bill 214 and 215. I've asked committee members to consider passing the bill up to finance. I'm not sure if that is, in fact, where it might run into a brick wall on some of the policy issues. But just to remind members, it proposed an additional dividend to help cover the cost of increased energy costs for Alaskans. It had additional money to make up a difference for power cost equalization in the current fiscal year, and proposed a $10 million appropriation for multiple year use for low-income weatherization. And the first two pieces are somewhat immediately consumptive, but we're hoping that the third component, the money can be used to get low-income individuals savings on their energy year after year. And so at this point, I'd like to see if committee members have questions on the basic concept, or are willing to pass the bills up to finance. And certainly when it comes to a discussion of PCE in the current fiscal year and the next fiscal year, that of course will be an issue that will be ultimately dealt with in finance in some fashion. And I do believe that it's very likely that we will have a continuation funding on the low-income weatherization. I would like the Finance Committee to consider a multi-year appropriation, but we'll certainly leave it up to them to make that final determination. So do committee members have questions?
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 214 and 215.
Okay, there is a combined motion on the two bills to move them from committee with individual recommendations and the fiscal notes. Is there objection? Seeing none, then we will pass those up to finance. And that concludes our agenda for today. Thank you.